You're listening to the Core Factors audio library, spoken versions of Core Factors articles and research created to support accessibility and for listening on the go. This piece is titled, Trust in Transition: How EQ Restores Confidence Amid Change Fatigue. The following narration preserves the original content and intent of the written article.
Trust in Transition: How EQ Restores Confidence Amid Change Fatigue. When change stops feeling energizing. Every organization is in transition. New technologies, strategies, and structures continue to reshape how people work. Yet for many employees, change no longer feels energizing. It feels exhausting. Change fatigue has moved from HR terminology into daily experience. Leaders see it in quieter meetings, cautious communication, and a gradual erosion of trust. People are not resisting progress. They are reacting to instability, inconsistency, and emotional depletion. Research consistently shows that trust is now the most important factor in sustaining engagement during transformation. The challenge organizations face is no longer how to change, but how to rebuild trust while doing so. Emotional intelligence is central to that effort. The hidden cost of change fatigue. Change fatigue develops gradually. It often begins with optimism and commitment, then shifts to frustration when transitions feel unending or poorly supported. Employees describe transformation as mentally draining. Many feel disconnected from leadership communication. Over time, emotional exhaustion replaces engagement. The symptoms are familiar: declining discretionary effort, growing cynicism toward leadership messaging, reduced collaboration as teams retreat inward. These outcomes carry real cost. Low engagement driven by ineffective change management undermines productivity, retention, and performance. Beneath those metrics lies a core emotional reality. Trust is the currency of change, and when it weakens, progress slows. Why trust erodes during change. Trust depends on predictability, transparency, and empathy. Under pressure, these qualities are often the first to fade. As change accelerates, leaders may shift toward execution and efficiency. Communication becomes transactional. Feedback becomes directional. Acknowledgement of uncertainty disappears. Employees notice. When context is missing, people fill gaps with assumptions. When communication feels distant, confidence declines. What emerges is not resistance, but quiet withdrawal. People comply without commitment. Stress research consistently shows that employees who feel uninformed or excluded during change experience higher burnout. Those who trust leadership intentions demonstrate greater resilience. Trust is not lost because of change itself. It is lost because of how people are treated while change unfolds. Emotional intelligence as the foundation of trust. Trust is built through emotional consistency, especially under pressure. Emotional intelligence gives leaders the awareness and regulation needed to remain credible during uncertainty. The EQ Accelerator defines four core emotional capacities that directly support trust: self-awareness, recognizing how stress, frustration, or defensiveness affects tone and decisions. Leaders who understand their emotional state project steadiness rather than reactivity. Self-regulation. Managing emotional impulses before they erode credibility. Composure and adaptability signal reliability during disruption. Other awareness. Reading the emotional climate of teams. Empathy allows leaders to sense fear, fatigue, or frustration before disengagement sets in. Other engagement. Acting on emotional insight through acknowledgement, inclusion, and dialogue. Trust deepens when people feel emotionally seen. The EQ Accelerator also identifies the importance versus effectiveness gap, the difference between what leaders value and what they consistently demonstrate. This gap explains why well-intentioned communication can still fail to reassure teams. Closing it is essential to restoring confidence. Communication as emotional work. Change communication is often treated as information delivery. In reality, it is emotional work. Emotionally intelligent leaders communicate differently. They provide context, not just updates. They explain why change is happening and how it connects to shared values. They name emotion directly. Acknowledging uncertainty or fatigue reduces anxiety and restores psychological safety. They listen as much as they speak. When people feel heard, trust returns. agency is restored. Change becomes something people participate in, not something done to them. This approach transforms communication from persuasion into partnership. Turning awareness into action. Emotional insight must translate into consistent behavior. The what, so what, now. What framework supports this shift? What? Identify behaviors that may be undermining trust, such as infrequent or overly formal communication. So what? Examine the emotional impact. Distance and silence often signal indifference, even when that is not the intent. Now what? Define practical habits that reinforce trust, such as regular check-ins, open forums, or transparent updates. When applied consistently, these small actions rebuild confidence over time. Trust grows through repetition, not declarations. Rebuilding confidence through culture. Individual leadership behavior matters, but culture determines whether trust endures. Organizations that sustain trust during transition share three qualities. Transparency. Decisions are communicated early with honest context. Inclusion. Employees are invited into dialogue and problem solving, not just informed after the fact. Recognition. Effort is acknowledged, not only outcomes. Appreciation stabilizes emotion during uncertainty. EQ data helps organizations monitor these conditions. Declines in self-regulation or other engagement across teams often signal emotional exhaustion or waning trust. Early awareness enables earlier support. The practitioner's role in restoring trust. For coaches, HR leaders, and talent development professionals, restoring trust requires both empathy and evidence. Effective practitioners use EQ data to diagnose trust breakdowns, facilitate structured reflection during change, embed EQ development into transformation efforts, reinforce examples of emotionally intelligent leadership. Trust is rebuilt incrementally. When leaders consistently demonstrate emotional intelligence, confidence returns through behavior, not messaging. Trust as the future advantage. Change will continue. Technology will evolve. Roles will shift. Strategies will adapt. In that reality, trust will remain the defining factor of organizational success. Trust cannot be mandated. It must be earned repeatedly through emotionally intelligent leadership. Emotional intelligence allows leaders to remain steady, human, and credible during uncertainty. Through tools like the EQ Accelerator, organizations gain the insight needed to strengthen trust where it matters most.
This concludes the audio version of this Core Factors article. You can explore the full written version and additional practitioner resources at corefactors.com.